This is the CNC Router Tips Podcast, episode 68. Think about all of the gym equipment, all of the many things that are used to guarantee your health, even the backboard that you use to carry someone away in an ambulance could be made on a CNC router table. This is the CNC Router Tips Podcast, a show which answers one question from you, the listener, about CNC router tables, CNC software, hardware, web hosting, and business. I'll help you get started in your CNC hobby or business and help you cut through the confusion.
Today's episode is sponsored by themakersguide.com. The Maker's Guide, useful tools for makers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the CNC Router Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Griggs, and I'm so glad that I'm getting the chance to speak with you today about everything CNC related and some things that are exactly related to CNC, but are fresh in my mind and I think you might find interesting. For those of you who are just getting back into the swing of things, or maybe you've just discovered the podcast for the first time, I started this second season of the CNC Router Tips Podcast just recently. And one of the things I did in the first episode of this series was to tell a little bit about my story of how I got started into the CNC addiction in the first place. When I was younger, I had a business that made radio control aircraft so that you could go out and fly. Back when I got started, I was making them, first hand cutting them on jigsaws and also using scroll saws and other things like that. And then I graduated into using laser cut parts, and laser cut was great. Gave you a nice crisp cutting files, and the parts fit together nicely. But what laser couldn't do at the time, and maybe still can't, is cut thick pieces of wood like you would use for landing gear in these aircraft or for structural spars and things like that. So I began looking around and got a kit from Germany that had been cut with a CNC router instead of a laser cutter. And I got to tell you, that kit was amazing. And I wish I had one of those kits today, but sadly that company is long out of business. Anyway, the point of the whole thing is, once I got into looking into the CNC routers and I built one, I never actually got around to using them in the production of my model kits. So it's been kind of a sore spot over the years, because I get in this whole new, amazing, exciting hobby. When I started, it was a hobby, but then it turned more into a business aspect of things. But I never actually used the machine for the purpose that it was built. I'll let that sink in for a while, because I've been talking to you about many, many things. What I didn't understand about business is that business moves, it changes, it pivots. Very few businesses survive intact from when they start doing one thing and years later end up doing the same thing. It's against the nature of business. Unless you've built a brand that solves one problem and you solved it permanently, like ketchup, for instance. There aren't a whole lot of different ways you're going to change ketchup. Maybe you make it sweeter, maybe you make it more sour, whatever. But once you get your basic ketchup brand figured out, you could market that ketchup for years and years. And as long as the public didn't get tired of it, they'd eat that same ketchup. Well, the same is not true with electronics. The same is not true with woodworking. The same is not true with most plastics, because things change. People's tastes change over time. And so most entrepreneurs are adaptable. So I really shouldn't feel bad about starting out with one purpose in mind and ending up doing a completely other thing that actually, you know, paid some bills and paid off my CNC machines. Now, the reason I bring this all up is because last night I went to a middle school. It's about 15 minutes from where I live, 20 minutes from where I live in another town. And every Tuesday we go and we fly inside of the gym, radio controlled airplanes, small ones that are, you know, kind of popular now. These things didn't exist in the olden days when I got started, but now they're quite common and they're quite the rage because you can go in, take a little battery, because most of these are battery powered now instead of gas or glow fuel powered, and, you know, put in a little battery pack and go fly around the gym, do a little acrobatics and, you know, just fly and have fun. And a bunch of us old farts get together and we do that. So as I was at this meeting last night, one of the modelers that I hadn't seen in a long time showed up with his son who had been away in the military and who was home on leave. And it was really very nice to see them. Now, the father and the son have been flying together for years. And, you know, the father, it started out as a father's hobby. And then the son got his own equipment and learned to fly, at his father's side. And then he far surpassed his father in his skills and prowess. I mean, the kid is amazing to watch. I say kid, he's a 27-year-old young man. But it was just nice to see him back home for a short period of time and still flying with his dad in the gym. And what was cool about this was as we're talking about his planes and as we're discussing things going on, we got to talking about some of the things that we couldn't get anymore and some of the things that would make nice accessories for these aircraft. As we're standing there, and I got to thinking about that CNC router that I've had here that has not really done any of those things that it was originally planned for. But the things that he wanted would make great products for folks who were in the market for things for their aircraft and accessories and, you know, little carrying cases, whatever that product is. And I thought it might be interesting to some of you to go on a little thought experiment with me about how you think about what it is that you're going to make with your machines to sell. Now, some of this will seem really basic to people who've done this sort of thing. So I hope you'll bear with me while we get to this, because sometimes you need to think over things that you've done before and just, you know, get a refresher. Or sometimes, you know, this is brand new and nobody's heard of this process. And if that's the case, fantastic. At least I've opened your eyes to the thought processes that go on. If this is old school for you, then, well, I apologize for this, but I think there's a point that we can all get from this. One of the things that is very important when looking at creating a product or a product line that you want to sell, or some widget, let's go with that. The first thing you have to understand is that most products fall under one of three categories. Now, what do I mean by that? There's three things called markets. Okay, and that's just a broad term, a big basket, which you could throw all of these things into. And the most common three are health-related products, wealth-related products, and relationships-related products. Now, health, wealth, and relationship, those are the three things. Almost anything you can think of fits into one of those three categories. Many things also fit into more than one of those categories. But for the purpose of this, pick one. So wealth, as it applies to the CNC router, might be a foreign concept to you. Some people want to get wealthy. Some people just want to make enough money and enough profit to pay off their machine. Some people, you know, want this to be a thriving business that they can hand off to their kids. So, you know, that's one way of thinking about it. Health is huge in a number of ways. So how can you relate health to a router table? But you think about all of the gym equipment, all of the many things that are used to guarantee your health. Even the backboard that you use to carry someone away in an ambulance could be made on a CNC router table, which would definitely help somebody's health in preventing spinal injury. So there are so many different categories and things that you could do in the health field. Okay. Now, relationships is huge as well. When you think about this, it's anything that brings two people closer together that could be described as part of a relationship product. Some examples that I've seen inside of the CNC router tips group of pictures and projects that people are doing that fit into this category. Charcuterie boards. You know, it's a platter that they use to serve little bits and pieces of meat and cheese and fruits and vegetables and things to bring people together. That's one example. Another example is a wine glass stand. There are any number of designs where you have a bottle of wine in the center and a board going over the top that holds two goblets for the wine. That definitely will help, you know, a relationship on a nice date or a day out at the beach or whatever. You know, you can use that thing. And there's so many more. Chairs, rocking chairs, you know, increasing the bond between a parent and a child as you rock them to sleep and read them stories and things like that. Those can be made with a CNC router. I mean, there are so many things. So when you start looking at it and you figure out what market that your products and product lines fit into, you get a better, clearer view of the things that you should produce and how you should produce them. But that's not enough knowing what market they go into, because there are sub-markets, which are markets inside of markets. Okay. So for instance, let's take the example of this wine glass holder. Okay. Now, the big market for that is relationships. Now we've got a wine holder. But let's say, for instance, that you could somehow make a wine holder for left-handed people. I know, kind of strange, but that is a submarket, and you only make products for left-handed people. So let's take an example of what of one of these products in relationships. So we're in relationships, and maybe the market submarket in that is musical instruments. Okay. And the sub-market in that is guitars. Okay. Now, you might think that you've defined it well enough that you're going to go and make guitars on your CNC router, but you actually need to go below the sub-market into a niche. And a niche is a very specialized area. So maybe you're making guitars for left-handed players. Okay, now that's a real niche. You know, nothing but left-handed guitars. Don't know if there's a big enough market for that, but I know that there's a lot of left-handed people. Maybe you make the best left-handed guitars in the world. You know, maybe you just make a different guitar rack to hang the guitar on the wall, specifically for left-handed people. You know, whatever that product is, you've got to think about more than just one thing, more than a general topic. And when I got to thinking about these RC airplanes that we were flying in, one of the planes that we were flying that night was a model helicopter.
Today's episode is sponsored by The Maker's Guide, creator of the Triple Edge Finder. Get the edge you need, save time and frustration on your CNC project, and make setup a snap. Save time and material. Set up your workpiece on your CNC router table faster than ever. Accurately set your Z-axis height first time, every time. Automatically locate the corner or edge of a workpiece. Reset your starting point in the middle of a program. Quality crafted right here in the USA on US-made CNC machines. Get the edge you need today. Go to www.themakersguide.com/edge. The Maker's Guide. Useful tools for makers.
When I got to thinking about these RC airplanes that we were flying in, one of the planes that we were flying that night was a model helicopter. Now, what was cool about the helicopter is it was small, it was compact, and you could carry it around with no real issue, except for the fact that it was kind of fragile. And the boxes that they came in really didn't protect them well and transport back and forth to the field and to the gym or whatever. And so we got to discussing what it would be like to build a box using the CNC router to cut out the parts to hold not only the helicopter, but some of the equipment that went with it, but to hold the accessories and equipment in such a way that they wouldn't possibly get loose to damage the helicopter. And, you know, you start thinking about a project in this way. And, you know, is there a lot of money to be made from these carrying cases? Well, the jury's out on that one. But it is something that's unique that could be made, and a brand could be built around it. And maybe it would lead then to other cases for other things besides helicopters. But the point is, if you're looking at just solving one problem, sometimes it leads you to other problems that were created when you solved the problem that you were trying to solve. And you make products to solve those problems. And pretty soon you have many products, and you have a brand, and you have a specialty. And those things can lead people to becoming loyal customers who recommend you to others when they're looking for, you know, a solution. Just, you know, some food for thought. So while we were at the gym flying yesterday, got to discussing some YouTube videos that we had recently seen. And there's one YouTuber that I like to follow because he's very creative in the way that he designs and builds things. Now, his specialty is jets. And the YouTuber is Ramy RC, RamyRC. If you get a chance, go on YouTube, look him up. I'll put a link to his channel in the show notes. But he just recently built a series of electric ducted fan jets. And by that, these are scale models of actual jets. In the case, recently he's built an Airbus. He's built a 747, you know, he's built a Cessna Citation jet, et cetera. And what's unique about the way he does it is he 3D prints molds, and then he takes carbon fiber and fiberglass and epoxy, and he lays the cloth down and he saturates it out and builds up the components for these RC jets using the 3D printed molds. And he's getting some fantastic results, and he's able to do this fairly fast compared to, you know, somebody going out and carving a plug of wood down to the shape of the fuselage, which is what they would normally do. The fuselage is the body of the airplane. And they would shape that and to get it into shape. And then they would lay fiberglass all over that to build a mold. And then they would remove the plug and then they would lay more fiberglass inside the mold after they'd waxed it so they could pull out a part. So it was a very laborious process that he's eliminated half of that by 3D printing this stuff. And he's using a CNC router to make the bulkheads, the parts that go inside of this shell of fiberglass that, and carbon fiber that he's creating that gives it the strength. And now what's unique about this is recently he's come to the attention of a very prominent modeler that some of you may be familiar with, Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry is a film producer, director, writer, star. You know, he's huge. He's got the equivalent of the Versailles Palace in Georgia. I mean, his estate is huge. And on that estate, he has a hangar. And this, you know, I'm talking a huge hangar filled with radio controlled jets. He's got his own runway out back that you could probably land and take off a full scale plane on it. And, you know, he flies these jets. And in his workshop is a Stepcraft CNC router table, which they're using. Now, Tyler Perry asked Raimi to come down and build a plane for one of his movies. And he also asked him to do some conversion work on some of his models to convert them from turbine powered. Yes, turbine, just like the real jets have, to electric because it's quieter. And, you know, that's important to him, not to disturb the wildlife around his property with the sounds of the turbines. And so he's converting them all to electric. But it's really cool to see what these guys are doing together when somebody has the space to do a large project like this and the resources to have the right equipment to pull it off and the foresight to pick the right guy to go and execute on the project for him, because he's too busy making movies to probably do a lot of the building himself. So he has some of the better builders in the country come in and do things for him. And, you know, CNC is part of that. You know, and I think it's really kind of cool. I will put a link inside of the show notes to the interview that Tyler Perry did with Raimi RC and for his channel. Where they go out and they fly a bunch of his jets and they look around the shop and you see some things that they're working on. And I think it's a really interesting crossover thing to kind of my interest in the radio controlled airplanes and CNC. So I hope you'll check that out. And I hope that you'll be inspired by what these guys are doing, because they're doing some amazing, amazing things. And I'm hoping to get back into the shop a little bit more this spring as things happen and maybe finally tackle an RC project with my CNC router. Now, in one of the videos that I'm going to link you to, it's called At Tyler Perry's RC Hangar in Atlanta. At about the 4:32 mark, you can see I'm making some parts on the Stepcraft router. It looks like a Q series, but I could be mistaken. Pretty cool. We've had the founder of Stepcraft on the show, and if you want to check out what he has to say, I think you would enjoy it. That would be an episode way back in episode 18, where we interviewed Eric Royer from Stepcraft. And talked about how he raised $500,000 with a CNC business to get started in Stepcraft. And then again, we had a review of one of his products, the Stepcraft 2600 machine, and episode 37 of CNC Router Tips. And there'll be links to both of those in the show notes. And for those of you who don't know what show notes are or where they are, when you go to listen to the podcast in Apple, there's a spot where you can click and it will list information about the episode you're listening to, and there will be show notes there. Also, on our web page, cncroutertips.com, when you go into the podcast player, the show notes will be displayed on the side of that. Or if you go to Spreaker, which is the place where we host the podcast episode, the show notes are embedded as part of that when you download it. So, you know, take the time, scroll down, leave a comment like the episode. All of those things would be appreciated. Give us a review. 5 stars. That'd be awesome. Each one of those things would help us. But there's a ton of episodes out there that talk about a lot of things. I mean, we've talked with some fantastic people over the years. We've talked with some regular CNC celebrities, Mark Lindsay, Mike Gencarelli. We just have talked to fantastic people, CNC Nuts, Peter Pasuelo. He's been on the show, and we've talked with Bob Warfield from the CNC Cookbook. There are a ton of people whose names I haven't gotten to today, and I apologize for not naming them all, but I mean, there's 68 episodes here. Chances are we've talked to somebody that you would find interesting during all this time doing these episodes, and we're going to talk with more people that you'll find interesting. So you know, stick with us. Things are rolling again, and I'm very happy to continue bringing you information about the CNC community and maybe a little bit more about some of the things that excite you and excite me. That's my goal, to make each one of these episodes better and make you want to listen to the next one. One thing that always comes up when people answer the questions that we ask when they apply to join the CNC Router Tips Facebook group is, how do I start a business with my CNC router? And we get that all the time. And I thought I would do something a little bit proactive this time. So Wednesday, March 15th at 5 o'clock Eastern time, I'm going to do a live training inside the Facebook group over Zoom for those folks to answer some of those questions. It's going to be a lot of information and Q&A, so that you get a chance to speak with me about what it is that you'd like to do, and maybe get some help or help others in the process and share it. And if you are interested in that, you can go to cncroutertips.com/roadmap. And if you go there, I will send you the document that we created that will outline the basic steps of what it takes to get it going. You can download that. And once you get that, we're going to use that as the basis of what we're going to work on Wednesday, the 15th at 5 p.m. Eastern time. And we're going to work our way through it. And hopefully at the end of that, you will be able to have all the things that you need to get started. And that's the point, getting started. This will not be the last thing that we do on this subject, but it's lays the groundwork, and we're hoping that, you know, we can get some people in so that we can help them get going and get started and you know, change their lives, make more of what it is that makes them happy. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you some really cool tools. So again, if you'd like to grab that roadmap, go to cncroutertips.com/roadmap, and you can download that, and you can register for the live training we have. And, you know, it'll show you how to get access to the Zoom room and all the other things that you need. All right. So that's Wednesday, March 15th, 2023 at 5 p.m. Eastern time. I hope you can join us Wednesday for that live training, and I think It's something that you will enjoy if you do get the chance. So check it out. Looking forward to seeing you and getting a chance to chat with each and every one of you. So go sign up, download the roadmap, get the Zoom link and log in and we'll see you inside. I often mention many different types of software during the episodes and hardware and cutters, and it can get a little confusing. So what I did was I put together a page on my website, cncroutertips.com/resources. And on that page, I list all sorts of resources there, from books to tools to software, all the things that I use that make my CNC experience better and easier. And I hope you'll check it out. So again, it's cncroutertips.com/resources. Now, if you'd like to have your question featured on the air, here's how.
Need help?
Ask me about your CNC router question on my podcast, the CNC Router Tips Podcast. I'll be glad to help or try and get you the help you need. I want this podcast to be a fun and personal experience for everyone and helpful. So let's keep it real and ask sensible questions. Please use common sense and show courtesy to everyone. That way everybody wins. Here are some guidelines to ensure that your question is qualified to be featured on the show. Please keep your questions under 1 minute in length. If it goes a little over that, that's fine, but don't ramble. If you have a website and URL, you're allowed to share it, but only once during the recording. Spammy or disrespectful or deeply private questions will not be considered for the podcast. If you need to ask more than one question, just make each question a separate voicemail. Thanks for listening to another episode of the CNC Router Tips Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Griggs, and I hope you have success beyond your wildest imagination.